When even the Irish are lost for words. I had another one of those baffling interviews the other day with a nice, devout, faithful, well-meaning, Pentecostal evangelical type. Amen, amen, hallelujah, repeated chorus, tears in eyes, love brimming over. Mature lady, far from stupid, grandmother, big warm heart. Not well off at all, but tithes her 10% faithfully to her church. Would rather go hungry and shoeless than miss out on giving to her church. Always invites me along, loves Jesus, lives for the rapture. I'd never ever go, because I'd spontaneously burst into flames, I just know it, or get carried out, screaming hysterically. And the good lady, I struggle for the gentle expression here, knows sweet Fanny Adams about history. But, and this is the kicker, could not care less, they never do. No matter what way round you approach it, their logic, I just shudder. They don't need to study history because God says so. He does what? It's in the Bible not to occupy ourselves with the affairs of the world. God is in charge. Don't you need to see the enemy, see him coming, see what he is doing, understand the enemy? No, God does that. We just have to trust God and wait for the rapture. Okay, different tack. Do you believe that Adolf Hitler was a very evil person and that he murdered 6 million Jews? Oh yes, everybody knows that. I proceed to patiently give a short history lesson, enumerating a bullet list of reasons why the Holocaust is as bogus as a triple mortgaged chocolate ashtray. Well, that's as may be, but we're not really interested in any of that. We just want to love Jesus. But why aren't you interested? The Jews have milked billions out of the world's economies with this extortion scam. That's the same Jews behind Biden running this usurper, United States government, looting the treasury any which way they possibly can, sending billions and billions off to Ukraine, supposedly. And we just want to serve the Lord. Yes, I get that. But wouldn't you serve the Lord better by seriously investigating all the ways the country is being deliberately steered into the abyss? The way our children are being exposed to pedophiles. Don't you think you should inform yourself to be able to better able to judge what's wholesome for your children to... No, we don't judge. God judges. Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, if I give you a shovel and ask you to dig a hole in my vegetable garden, are you going to use the spade to dig the damn hole? Or are you going to lean on the flaming thing and pray to God for a hole? Oh, I'm going to use the spade. No, you are not. Going on your track record, you are going to happy-clappy have a grand old saved holy, holy session, burn the shovels to demonstrate your faith, and pray to God for 50 holes when I only asked for one. And with my luck, I'll go out for a late night stroll and fall into one. Francis, have you actually read the Bible? She asks the question very seriously. Maybe she sees horns growing out of my head and smells sulphur. We are in my study, so I grab two Bibles, one of them a King James, that I have owned for nigh on 50 years, and are suitably dog-eared, battered to hell, highlighted and coffee-stained. Notes scribbled in the margins. I don't think there's any bloodstains yet, but I swear if she keeps going on like that, I despair There's millions of them. They are all the same. They will learn vast amounts of verses in the Bible off by heart. You'll know. They're lying in wait, in ambush, for any excuse to go off and spout. Totally off topic, of course. But they know nothing, zero, nada, about true world history. Sometimes they might claim they do, but it's Hollywood on steroids, or echoes of thousands of terminally lying Jewish Holocaust crisis actors. And so many of them love, love, love Israel. It's the Holy Land, the home of the Jews. That's God's chosen people. If you go against the Jews, you're going against God, and see how well that will work out for you. Dear, oh dear, Scofield Bible and Zion rules. Their preachers, their shepherds, failed, used car salesmen, hungry, broke, unloved. Switched from the used car lot, oil stains and cold fries, to the fuzzy, warm delights of the pulpit, and glorious adulation every Sunday.